This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions, taken from the Helping Yourself Workbook, Overcoming Disordered Eating, Part A, Module Number 4, Self-Monitoring. Introduction. In this module, we will begin to help you move into action mode. You will learn how to break the vicious cycle of your disordered eating by initiating a positive eating behavior, self-monitoring. Self-monitoring will become an important part of improving your eating habits. This behavior was mentioned in Module 1, but will now be explored in greater detail. What is self-monitoring? Self-monitoring involves recording your daily food intake and any eating disordered behaviors, plus any thoughts or feelings you were having at the time. You do this by completing daily self-monitoring sheets. This might be a scary prospect. We will therefore explain why this is important, and then, hopefully, you will understand the benefits of self-monitoring. Why is self-monitoring important? You may be asking yourself, why in the world would I want to write down all the awful foods I eat, and then what I do with it, then think about how I'm feeling, and then look at it? It may seem like a huge task, but it is extremely useful in overcoming disordered eating. Completing daily records of your eating behaviors provides you with information about your problem. You can become a kind of detective, searching for clues. What triggered the disordered eating? What did I eat? What did I do then? What was I thinking and feeling at the time? What conclusions can I draw? Recent research has shown that people who begin using self-monitoring sheets early in the change process have the most positive outcomes. This is because the self-monitoring sheets allow people to have the most accurate picture of how the disordered eating keeps going and how it can be changed. It is important that you make an honest and accurate record. This may feel uncomfortable, but you will come to find this a useful tool for overcoming your disordered eating. Self-monitoring encourages you to analyze the thoughts that influence your eating and helps you to identify influential thought patterns. For example, thinking negatively about yourself and your self-worth may lead to overeating. By recording your thoughts, you become conscious of this pattern and can begin to counteract these thoughts. Self-monitoring also helps you to identify situations that lead to disordered eating. For example, you may be in the habit of skipping meals all day, getting home in the afternoon feeling extremely hungry, and then binge eating. By recording this behavior, it becomes easier to become aware of the harmful patterns that maintain your disordered eating. Once you become aware of what is going on, you will find it easier to change because you will know what needs changing. Also, once you become aware of your behaviors and begin to see patterns, you will start realizing that these behaviors are not just arbitrary and automatic, but can be changed. You will find that self-monitoring becomes an important part of correcting your disordered eating. Initially, you may find that recording your food intake makes you feel uncomfortable. Most people who feel this way become more comfortable with the process over time, and self-monitoring is a useful tool for improving their eating. You may also fear that writing everything down will make you obsess more about food, and this may be the case, but only in the short term. For long-term change, it is very helpful. How to complete your self-monitoring sheet. As part of making changes to your eating, you will need to complete a self-monitoring sheet that details your food intake each day. The self-monitoring sheet records the time you ate, what you ate, where you ate, if you considered the event to be a binge, if you engaged in vomiting or laxative use, and the situation and feelings that accompanied your eating. Over a leaf, you will find an example of a completed self-monitoring sheet, and it might help you to look at it in order to get an idea of what a completed self-monitoring sheet looks like. There are some important issues to consider when you start self-monitoring. Be accurate and honest with yourself. You may feel tempted to omit food items or behaviors out of feelings of shame or guilt. However, not being completely truthful will only limit your progress. Remember that this is your record, and being honest with yourself is an important step in changing your behavior. Complete your self-monitoring sheets in real time. Do not wait until the end of the day to try to remember what you ate. Recording your food intake while you eat, or immediately afterwards, will help you get a more accurate record of your thoughts and feelings and the content of your meal. It will also help you analyze your thoughts and the situations that encourage you to eat. Do not record calories. Carry your self-monitoring sheets with you wherever you go to assist you in making records. However, you realize that it can be difficult to carry your self-monitoring sheets all the time. Some people find it helpful to carry a mini notebook or jot down notes in their diary, then transcribe these into the self-monitoring records later that day. The point of self-monitoring is not to add up your food intake at the end of the day. Self-monitoring will help you understand why you eat and the processes and thoughts that lead to your disordered eating. Your self-monitoring sheets are important, and it is crucial that you complete them honestly and accurately. Below are some guidelines for completing your self-monitoring sheet. Day and date. Note the day and date, one self-monitoring sheet per day. Time. Record the time you began the meal or snack. Food and liquid intake. Record both food and liquid intake, including water, soft drinks, coffee or tea, or alcohol. Bracket foods together when you consider them to be part of the same meal or snack. Location. Be specific about the location of your eating. If you are at home eating on the couch, write couch at home rather than home. This extra information may give you more insight into your eating habits. Binge. If you considered the meal or snack to be part of a binge episode, record an asterisk in this column of your self-monitoring sheet. See page 7 for examples of what constitutes a binge. Vomiting or laxative use. If you vomit, record a V in this column. If laxatives are used, record an L in this column and write down how many you took. If the vomiting or use of laxatives do not occur in conjunction with food intake, record the event leaving the food intake column empty. Situation, feelings, thoughts. We ask you to record the situation, thoughts, or feelings associated with your eating. Behaviors such as weighing and shape changing should also be recorded. This will give you the chance to consider what triggered your eating, how you felt about your eating, and how your eating made you feel about yourself. Exercise. If you exercise, record the time period you exercised and the type of exercise you engage in, as well as any thoughts or feelings associated with the exercise. So on page 4 here, we have an example of a completed record for you to look at to get an idea of what yours should look like. Preparing yourself to start your self-monitoring sheets. Now that you understand the benefits of self-monitoring and how to complete self-monitoring sheets, it is important to start recording. But before you begin recording your eating behaviors, let's take a look at how you're going to manage to complete those records. Take a moment to consider how you will fit self-monitoring into your own lifestyle. For example, if you will be eating with friends or family, what will you do? Devise a plan that makes self-monitoring work for you. Please write your thoughts below. You will need to make a food intake pattern record for each day. Initially, your self-monitoring will be used to make a record of your current eating pattern. During this period, you should continue eating as you have been up until now. This will help you understand your current eating habits and provide you with a baseline record. This is a record of what you're currently eating, and then you will be able to identify changes in your eating patterns as you work through the modules in this information package. Your baseline records. A baseline record means that we would like you to record your current food intake without making any changes to how much you eat or binge. Start by completing the blank self-monitoring sheet over a leaf on page 6. Start now, whatever time of day it is. Write down everything you eat for the rest of the day and note any disordered eating behaviors, plus any thoughts or feelings you might have at the time. Go back to page 3 for instructions and page 4 for an example of a completed self-monitoring sheet. A blank self-monitoring sheet is included at the end of this module, page 8, to help you make your own self-monitoring records. Print out or copy 4 more blank self-monitoring sheets. Starting from now, complete a self-monitoring sheet every day. Make a record of what you eat, when and where you eat it, if you consider it a binge, if you use vomiting or laxatives, and what was going on at the time, as well as your thoughts and feelings. At the end of 4 days, make some time to look over your self-monitoring sheets. Even if you go ahead now and finish reading this module and perhaps more modules, make sure you complete your daily self-monitoring sheets and also that you look over them after a few days. Reviewing your baseline records. Once you have 4 or 5 days worth of self-monitoring forms, set aside about half an hour to review them. What do you see? Can you identify any trends or patterns to your eating and related behaviors? Do you tend to binge on certain types of foods? Do you binge at certain time of day, after the same events, accompanied by the same emotions? Write down some observations. By the end of 4 to 5 days, you'll be ready to move on to regular eating and more self-monitoring. Over a leaf, you will find a blank self-monitoring sheet to start completing now. Definition of a binge, page 7. Sometimes it can be hard to determine if you have binged. Remember to count as a binge, 1, the amount of food has to be larger than others would eat in similar circumstances, eaten within a 2-hour period. 2, you have to feel out of control while eating, as if you couldn't stop even if you wanted to, or you couldn't resist starting. Here are some examples of large. Cake, 4 regular slices. Cereal, 6 cups. Chips, 250 grams or 8 ounces. Chips, as in French fries, 3 large servings. Chocolate, 3 bars if dense, 4 if regular, 8 fun size. Corn on the cob, 4 pieces. Croissants or Danish pastries or donuts, 4. Eggs, 5. 6 is scrambled or omelet. Toast, 6 slices. Fruit, 5 pieces. Hamburgers with bun, 3. Hot dogs with bun, 4. Ice cream, 6 scoops. Nuts, 2.5 cups. Pasta cooked, 6 cups. Peanut butter, 6 tablespoons. Pizza, large size, 6 slices. Popcorn, 3 microwave bags. Steak, 500 grams or 16 ounces. Over a leaf, you will find another blank self-monitoring sheet that you can copy or print out. Good luck with your self-monitoring. Module summary. Self-monitoring is an eating behavior that you will need to start immediately. Self-monitoring involves recording your food intake each day. You'll need to record the time of eating, what you ate, the location of eating, the presence of binge eating, vomiting or laxative use, any exercise in the situation, thoughts, feelings surrounding your eating. Self-monitoring sheets should be recorded in real time. Self-monitoring will help you to analyze your eating habits and behaviors. It will also allow you to identify thoughts, patterns, or events that lead to disordered eating. What have I learned in this module? Think about what you have learned in this module and any useful bits of information, tips, or strategies that you want to remember. Write them down below so you can refer to them later. Think about how you might use this information you have just learned. Write down some ways in which you could make use of this information. Coming up, in Module 5, Regular Eating and Regular Weighing, you will continue to work in action mode, learning how to address your disordered eating by initiating regular eating and regular weighing. Thank you for listening.